even to our highest orchestration. So when they're saying that, they're really delivering the awareness that all is now possible. Now that's very important because we tend to, they're saying exercise with caution, meaning that we commit to the old script, we commit to the old pain, we commit to our ego, we commit to limitation. So as we are progressing, as we are aspiring, as we are sequencing with our highest orchestration, with our highest advancement, this is energy. This is like filaments of light that are peering into the darkness and showing us our true revelation. So we want to remember that we're not separate from the light, that we're here like in the corridors of time and consciousness to bring forth the new revelation, to bring forth the new justice, to bring forth the new insertion that will preview of things to come. So as we're like drowning our sorrows, in other words, committing to the old framework, there's just going to be duality for forever, at nauseam, really. And so what we experience in the outer is just an outpicturing of the slumber that's been occurring in the inner. So we're traveling to new gifting. We're traveling to new compass. We're traveling to new decision-making. Now the decision-making is really quite advanced because we want to remember that we already are the sorcerer, the sorceress. We already have the tools that we've committed to acquiring. So we really want to feel that. We want to feel that realization that we're in this gestation period of awakening, of realigning. So as we will receive, they're saying like hats off, meaning, so when I say hats off, it's almost like symbolic of the cerebral, of the brain, that's just going on automatic. So it's like hats off, hats off, because a new revelation is entitled, is spoken, is already cast into the darkness that is helping us to see. So as we see our kindness, as we see our true proclamation, as we see our gifting, as we see our love, as we see our homecoming, we witness this for one and all. So this is where what was not possible in the old consciousness, in the old framework, in the old dialect, it's like, how do I solve this riddle? It's not solvable because we're moving into a new stratosphere. We're moving into a new destination of love where from that gifting, from that new placement, it's like we overturn the past. So we're no longer hitting our head against the wall. We're no longer recreating out of past constraints, past endurances. In other words, past rejection, past anger, or whatever it is. It's we're opening up to a new coincided gifting. Now this gifting is here to stay. And this gifting was pre-selected all along. So some of us kind of like look cross-eyed with this whole predestined concept. But in essence, this is what we're doing because we're coming in with light. We're light workers and we're demonstrating higher relevance. So as we will hold the baton, as we will hold the door open, we at last arrive. So we each have gifts to introduce. So to introduce to others, we must receive ourselves. The atonement, the blessing, the new awareness has to be anchored in, has to be honored within our own assurance. So this is where we're receiving this light, these light codes, and we're adapting regularly. So the reason they're using the word regularly is it keeps happening. like regular, like just imagine some place where every so often that little spritzer goes off or whatever and cleanses the air. So this is regular happening. So when we get tongue-tied, when we get triggered, when we're like, here we are again, getting triggered once again. So regular happening is, remember, this is our destiny, remembering that we're cascading in our loveliness, our relevance. I forget the tarot card name, but it, in essence, what it means is like defending. So it's like we have the new light, we have the new orchestration, but we have to defend it. Not against anyone else, by the way. This is just us and us. So we have the old riddle, we have the old pain, and then we have the new affordability. And so that defending it is choice making. We are choosing the light. We are choosing forgiveness. We are choosing the pardoning, because otherwise we're just, they're saying, like, bottoms up. In other words, life's always going to be upside down because we're always angry at the outer. Why can't the outer get it together? Whereas when we understand we're the determining value, in other words, we're the one setting the bar straight, and they're showing me the card, stand your ground, because this is what we're learning. We're learning how to surf. We're learning how to roller skate. Whatever image comes to mind that's particularly playful will be very supportive. For me, I did ballet class for years and years and years, so I see myself pirouetting down the street. So any kind of playful, someone else is swimming. So you want to have that like action series, that action verb that you're entitled to, where you commit to serving the light, where you commit to serving love. And from this new reality, remember, we're defending our new position, is all coming together, put in place. So we all have riddles of the old consciousness that are due healing. And this light is bringing us the healing. It's bringing us new awareness, new affordability. Now, as we do this, our power, our ability to coincide with grace gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So we want to understand we are the decision makers. We're the ones introducing the new concept, the new playing field, the new arrival, the new justification, because this is the heart-centered consciousness. This is 5D. This is heaven on earth. So it's sort of like it's dropped down like parachutes. Here you go. But we're the ones, again, it's being dropped from our higher awareness, not from something outside of ourselves. I want to make sure we remember this. This is all self-discovery. And we're the ones setting the record straight. So we're putting on the garments of light. So you can have a heavenly robe. You can have a bikini light, whatever makes you smile. So this is very relevant. It's like happiness is the way, joy is the way, light is in the way. Pirouetting, swimming, roller skating into nirvana, because we want to remember we're the ones driving the energy, sourcing, committing to sourcing the new reality. So as we will receive our heart, meaning we're functioning out of our spiritual heart, not from the past, not from the triggers of the pain, but from our golden center. So we're learning how to receive those indicators. We're learning how to receive our daily bread. We're learning how to pledge to source. Again, being our true essence, being our true self, being our true nature. It's not something foreign from us. In this lifetime, it sometimes seems to be, because we've been functioning out of lack and separation. So we want to remember, the more that we commit, the more we agree, and this is why they're having us seek self-pleasuring voyage. So someone's got like almost like a Star Wars spacecraft, you know? Whatever Feels fun, right? This does not have to be serious. It doesn't matter if you seemingly have a serious situation. You can have a life-threatening illness, whatever it is, but remember that love is the way. Grace is the way. Light is the way. So this is the commodity that they're showing me, a unicorn. We have access to that unicorn playing field. So this is magic. Well, we would refer to magic is alive and well, waiting for our direction, waiting for our arrival, waiting for our address. So what we address in consciousness, what we seal our fate with in assurance, self-assurance, is brought forth. So now we've got the Knight of Pentacles. So this is, we are quite capable of creating in the material, pentacles being the material. So as we will have a heart for our true self, our true light, our true abundance, remember, God, source, fully abundant. We've been dreaming separation. So we're moving into total recalling, returning to what's been true all along. So we're the ones, I literally have Thurman Munson, who used to be a catcher for the Yankees. Not that anyone needs to know that. Anyway, but he's catching the ball is the point. So now I forget what I was saying. So we're the ones catching it. We're the ones directing it. So all of heaven is aglow, waiting for our recognition, waiting for our return. And so remember, heaven is not in some distant place, like go through time warps and all that. It's a revelation. It's a relevance in the here and now, as we will subscribe. So as we will receive our secret treasures, as we will receive our light, allow all of your circumstances to be lifted. Whatever's occurring in your life, this is where the energy is to go. Because remember, it's consciousness. It's an outpicturing of your mind. And so as you afford the keys of the kingdom, as you afford the rite of passage, as you afford that light of brilliance, you light up the subject matter. It's no longer in darkness. It has new application. So to order to be blessing and service to others, we have to commit to our own return, our own apparatus. So some of us are still playing martyrdom. Well, let me just help the world. What you're demonstrating is abundance. So you can't help the world out of your own poverty. Again, poverty and consciousness. So we're returning to our light, we're returning to our abundance, we're returning to our spiritual heart, we're returning to grace. Allow the light to precede you. In other words, to set the record straight. And just hold that intention that your field is lit, bringing forth new discoveries, new applications, new assertions. Miracles again are a change of time, moving out of time and space, opening up to love's advantage. Let us receive. So for some of us, like, we receive at once and it's like, okay, hope it took. Versus, remember, it's an ongoing procedure. So I forget the word they used, but it wasn't intermittent, but it was something like that. Because I remember, like, the spritzer every so often. So process, maybe. Regardless, we want to receive on an ongoing basis. In other words, whatever arrives, it's applicable. It's always ready. It's always available. Love's assertion. So they're saying, like, commit that to memory. Always available, ready, present.